Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of The 80%. Today, we'll talk about a line from the song Bad Blood by Taylor Swift. Alam niyo ba yung kantang yon? Well, here's a clip of her singing that line, which is also the title of our episode today.
Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes.
Yes, Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes, or in our case, you should not use money as a Band-Aid or quick fix solution to your problems. What exactly do I mean by that? You'll find out in a little while. So, ready ka na ba? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I've been giving financial advice since 2007 and in this podcast, I'll share with you interesting money stories, effective financial habits, lessons on entrepreneurship, productivity tips, practical investing strategies, and many more. Thank you for tuning in, and now, on to the show. May isang OFW who works in Dubai na nagpa-schedule sa akin ng financial consultation because he wants to know if he can afford to buy a car. So, I asked him to fill up an Excel form so he can input all his expenses. Kasama na yung allowance na pinapadala niya sa family niya sa Pilipinas. And then, I studied his cash flow. Particularly, magkano ba ang sweldo niya at kung ano-ano ba yung mga gastos niya. Fortunately, mukhang kasya naman yung sweldo niya, lalo na't alam kong mas mura ang presyo ng sasakyan sa Dubai. However, mali pala ang assumption ko na para sa kanya yung kotse. Gusto ko kasi iregalo yan sa anak ko. Gagraduate na kasi siya ng college, sabi niya. Wow, congratulations! Nakapagpatapos ka na ng anak sa pag-aaral, sagot ko. And then I continued saying, meron akong good news and bad news. Ang good news, dahil okay naman ang cash flow mo, I think you can afford to buy a car. Pero you'd have to get it through a car loan. At yun yung medyo bad news. Because that means you won't be able to come back home yet dahil kailangan mo ang trabaho mo para mabayaran ang monthly installment ng kotse. Okay lang po, sagot niya. At that point, I started to play quote-unquote devil's advocate sa gusto niyang gawin. Magandang regalo sa anak mo yung kotse. I'm sure magugustuhan niya yan. Pero kung papapiliin kaya yung anak mo, ano ang mas gusto niya? Kotse o ang mag-back for good ka na sa Pilipinas? Kasi ganito ang naisip ko. Pwede mo siyang bigyan ng mas murang regalo tapos yung naipon mong pera para sa pang down payment ng kotse, siguro pwede mong ipangkapital na lang yon sa isang business sa Pilipinas or maybe use it to buy a rental property. If you really want to someday come back home, then, you have to think about how you can replace your current income. And from my experience in helping OFWs, hindi ganun kadali maghanap ng trabaho sa Pilipinas na kayang tapatan ang sweldo mo abroad. So, yung mga OFWs na nagbaback for good, they always have another source of income like a business or a rental property. And with your cash flow, lalo na't wala ka namang binabayarang malaking utang, may financial opportunity ka ng magnegosyo or mag-invest sa isang paupahan na apartment, for example. Anyway, suggestion ko lang naman yon, but I hope pag-isipan mong mabuti ang options mo. Maraming OFWs na akong nakausap who shared that they feel guilty about not being able to spend time with their growing children because they're working overseas. So, to make up for their absence, they shower them with expensive gifts and overspend whenever they're home. Actually, madalas kong marinig sa mga OFW friends ko na parati na lang daw silang over sa budget kapag umuwi sila sa Pilipinas for a vacation. Of course, there's nothing wrong with spending for your loved ones, but it's also important to stay within what you can afford. Plus, this is what I want you to realize. Spending more than what you can afford for your family won't change your situation. At the end of the day, aalis ka pa rin at magtatrabaho bilang isang OFW. And the sad reality is, because you spent so much money on gifts, it will take you a little bit longer to eventually save enough money for you to come back home for good. Money is a tool and we can use it to help us solve a lot of things. Hindi ka marunong magluto, gusto mong matutong kumanta, you can solve these problems by enrolling in a cooking class or paying for a singing coach. Para sa mga ito, money plays a major role in helping you address and fix your problems. Pero yung guilty feeling mo dahil kailangan mong lumayo sa pamilya mo para magtrabaho, hindi yun kayang isolve ng pagbili ng mga mahal na regalo. In this case, you're using money as a quick fix solution to the problem. Band-aid lang ang nilalagay mo at hindi mo ginagamot ang root cause of why you feel guilty. Again, sabi nga ni Taylor Swift, band-aids don't fix bullet holes. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say, and I have another story for you to illustrate what I mean. I'll tell you about that after this short message. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from the episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps to build a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. Using money to find a temporary quick fix and failing to address the real problem, that's a mistake that I've also made before. A few years ago, sinabihan ako ng doktor ko na kailangan ko magpapayat. Nagiging unhealthy na raw kasi yung weight ko. And it's important to manage it now before pa ako magkaroon ng mas serious na sakit. My impulsive reaction, nag-enroll ako sa isang fitness gym at bumili rin ako ng bagong rubber shoes. Ang sabi ko sa sarili ko, ayokong masayang yung babayaran kong monthly membership sa gym, kaya for sure, mamomotivate ako nito mag-workout regularly. It was good for the first 2 weeks. Nakakapunta ako sa gym for at least 3 times a week. Pero, biglang may dumating sa akin na malaking project sa work at, as you might expect, naging busy ako at hindi ako nakapag-workout regularly. Siyempre, ayaw ko ring masayang yung binabayad ko sa gym kaya pupunta pa rin ako pero siguro once a week lang. Usually, kapag hindi ako masyadong busy sa work or meron akong free time. So, do you think I was able to lose weight? Siyempre hindi, lalo na't once a week lang ako nag-exercise. Kulang na kulang yon. And that's when I realized the root cause of my problem, which is, nag-gym lang ako kapag may free time instead of actually making time for it. I can spend thousands of pesos on gym memberships and even buy the best shoes and exercise equipment. But all of those will just be a waste of money if I don't deal with the real issue here, which is I didn't consider my health a priority. Madali lang sabihin na importante sa akin ang health ko, but my actions speak otherwise dahil ni hindi ko nga siya nilalagay sa schedule ko. Kapag nakita kong bakante ang hapon ko, doon ko lang naiisip na pumunta sa gym. So, paano ko na-solve ang problem na to? Well, I learned to use my money in a better way. First, I canceled my membership dun sa mahal na gym. Sabi ko, magja-jogging na lang muna ako around our village. And alam ko, every weekend, may group exercise class na libre dun sa park na malapit sa amin. So, plano ko, yun na lang muna ang a-attendan ko. Second, yung natipid kong pera sa gym membership, I used that to hire a virtual assistant. And thus, I was able to delegate some of the work that I do every day, which resulted to me having my afternoons now available for doing exercise. I've stopped spending unnecessarily on quick fixes to lose weight. Band-aid solution lang kasi yung pag-enroll ko sa gym. For me, it just created an illusion that I'm being proactive with managing my weight. But in fact, wala siyang nasusolve. The real problem was that I didn't make time in my schedule for exercise. And when I focus on addressing that problem instead, that's when I started to see results. Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. If there's one thing we've learned today, it's that we should stop spending unnecessarily on things that only fix problems temporarily. Huwag tayong magsayang ng pera sa mga band-aid solutions. Instead, find a way to address and solve the source of our problems. Learn how to be better at self-awareness. Be honest with yourself and grow the courage to face the real issues in front of you. And then, watch your life slowly improve without having to spend so much on impractical and unnecessary things. And that's our episode for this week. Thank you very much for listening, and as always, you can check out and read the show notes at bit.ly/the80%. If you still haven't done so, then please remember to follow or subscribe, and of course, share this podcast to your friends. Lastly, for comments and suggestions, please use #the80% on your social media posts so I can find and read them online. That's it. This is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye, and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.